touch with Michigan and the world.
Oftentimes you get in trouble for what you do, and sometimes you get in more trouble for what you don't do. You know, that's kind of the case over a wedding cake, because a baker, Jack Phillips, said, you know, I can't make that cake. I'll sell cakes to anybody, birthdays, all sorts of things. But when it comes to a gay wedding cake, I can't participate on that level because it violates my religious beliefs. It goes too far. It makes me a participant in a gay wedding, and that I cannot do. Well, that got him in a lot of trouble in the state of Colorado, where the Civil Rights Commission, an unelected bureaucracy, found him in violation of the law and punished him. Aaron Marcino joining me now, senior legal counsel from the Great Lakes Justice Center. This case argued, Aaron, in front of the United States Supreme Court after the Colorado Supreme Court took a pass on it. But you were there. Big day yesterday. Welcome to the show.
It was. Thank you so much. It's so wonderful to be with you, Steve.
All right. So tell me, what was the atmosphere inside the courtroom? I hear it was a very active conversation.
It was a very active conversation. When the justices came out, you could tell that there was a heavy weight on them, and they were, except for Justice Gorsuch, who just seemed happy to be there and happy to be part of the court. Everyone else they were very serious, and tensions were certainly high in the courtroom.
What about Anthony Kennedy? Obviously, a lot of eyes on Anthony Kennedy. A lot of people think that he might step down from the court sometime soon, but what kind of questions did he ask? And for our listeners that maybe aren't familiar with this case, maybe I should back up one step and say, okay, lay this out for us, Aaron. Why did this case come to the U.S. Supreme Court? What is at issue? And what could the outcome mean?
So there's two main issues in the case. The first is whether the state can force a baker or any other business owner to adopt a certain viewpoint and make statements in accordance with that state-mandated viewpoint. So that's the first issue. It's a free speech issue. The second issue in the case is freedom of religion. And is Jack Phillips, the baker in this case, is his freedom of religion going to be protected? Or is the court going to decide that it's superseded by the rights of homosexuals to have a cake baked for them the same as heterosexuals?
And so, this is a fundamental question in 2017. Can the state compel somebody to do something that violates their religious free will, the free exercise clause of the First Amendment, if you will? So now I'll shift to Anthony Kennedy, because he might be the swing vote here. And my understanding is some comments were made by Anthony Kennedy that would indicate maybe, it's so hard to read this, but maybe he's leaning toward the baker in this case.
Yeah, so for the first half of the argument, he was really showing his support of the gay rights movement. So Justice Kennedy has penned all of the cases in the court that have come out in support of gay rights. He penned Lawrence versus Texas, which was the first case to decriminalize sodomy in 2008. He penned United States versus Windsor. He penned Obergefell, which is the case that legalized same-sex marriage. So he has been a huge proponent and advocate for gay rights on the court. But during the first half of the argument, you really saw that side of him. And he was mentioning, you know, would this be the same as forcing someone to have a sign outside so they could notify their customers that, sorry, we don't bake cakes for gays and things like that, which were really offensive to Jack Phillips's religious beliefs, because he would bake a cake for anyone. He just simply cannot personally be a part of a celebration to which his religion completely disagrees with. So it was really interesting. But then the pendulum swung in the complete opposite direction for the second half of the argument. And he started to bring up issues like the intolerance that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission had shown to Jack Phillips. And they had basically said that Jack Phillips' religious beliefs are abhorrent to them, which is astounding in this free society that the state is going to say, okay, these religious beliefs are allowed, these religious beliefs are not allowed, this speech is allowed, you have to absolutely say these words, which is, I mean, we live in a free society.
Well, you know, we used to. You know, I used to hear people say that a lot. Aaron, I used to, well, you live in a free country. I used to hear people say that a lot. I don't hear people say that much anymore because I feel there's a shift away. I think that the First Amendment is under attack. If this case goes in favor of the Colorado Civil Rights Commission, what does it mean going forward?
Oh, my God. I mean, it would be startling. So the arguments that were being made by the ACLU were that the state could absolutely force any artist, you know, cake baker, sculptor, et cetera, to adopt whatever statements that the state was wanting that person to make. And they would use the public accommodation laws as basically their tool for doing so. And here, one of the remedies that the Colorado Civil Rights Commission was forcing upon Jack and is currently forcing upon Jack is that he provide training for his staff, and in his training, he has to basically adopt and support the gay rights movement and agenda and say that it's basically more important than his own religious freedom and his own religious views.
Wouldn't that pretty much go against everything that America has stood for 247 years or however long we've been here? Wouldn't that pretty much go against everything that we've been built on? I mean, the state of Maryland was built almost exclusively on religious freedom. It was one of the original colonies, then. Religious freedom was more paramount in Maryland than elsewhere. Can you imagine the founders looking at this today and going, what are you talking about?
Oh, I mean, I think they're rolling over in their graves at this. This is the point that we've gotten to in this country is startling. And I think people don't really realize, you know, today you may agree with the other side, and you may agree with what's being forced upon someone, but one day you won't, and your freedoms will be gone. So it's really so important that we fight for the freedom of speech and freedom of religion.
I would agree with that. So you consider this obviously a very pivotal case. We don't hear these things come out. In fact, there's been a long tradition. You have no idea what the ruling is going to be until the ruling is released. The Supreme Court doesn't have leaks, as it were, not that I recall anyway. So this won't be decided until what, June we'll know?
Yes, so the Supreme Court is notorious for waiting until the very end of their term to release the more controversial and bigger cases. So it could be the very end of June, which this might be one of the last cases that Justice Kennedy either writes or is part of. Because there is the rumor that he will be retiring.
Of course, we heard that last year. We'll see what happens. You know, there was a lot of talk about that before this session. But, Aaron, thank you for the front row view of the court yesterday. Greatly appreciate your time and always the work that you do at the Great Lakes Justice Center.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Steve.
There you have it. Aaron Mercino, everybody. What are your thoughts? I'll open the phone lines up for the last couple of minutes if you'd like to jump in on anything. Jerusalem is the capital. Baking gay cakes, 888-900-9966. Well, not gay cakes, but you know what. I'll be right back.